Studies have shown that raising tobacco taxes reduces smoking, along with cost, is the issue of convenience. Lori Pagel from the American Cancer Society says limiting where people can smoke may force them to light up less often.
The more difficult it is to be able to just light up that cigarette, it does help to be able to have the smoke-free workplaces and the smoke-free communities. We're even seeing that in our own state. While we don't have a statewide ban yet at this point, you know, the majority of communities in America are now covered by smoke-free laws.
Legislation on a smoking ban in Wisconsin stalled last year. It's likely to come up again. The Tavern League of Wisconsin remains opposed to a comprehensive plan. The league's Peter Madlin says any statewide ban should exempt bars for economic reasons and free enterprise.
This is a very, very important issue to our members and the small business people, and I think the general public is tired of government interfering in the daily lives of everybody, and especially small businesses. And
Madlin notes some Wisconsin businesses are going smoke-free on their own. He says it should remain voluntary, but a couple lawmakers who supported the league on this issue have left. Madlin says they have not taken a headcount on where newly elected legislators stand. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.